1 Corinthians, chapter 2. And I, brothers, when I came to you, did not come with excellency of speech or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, except Jesus Christ, and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness, and in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God, we speak wisdom, however, among those who are full grown, yet a wisdom not of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, even the wisdom that has been hidden, which God predetermined before the ages to our glory. Which none of the rulers of this age has known, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have they entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But to us God revealed them through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For who among men knows the things of a man, except the spirit of the man, which is in him? Even so the things of God none knows, except the Spirit of God. But we received, not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is from God, that we might know the things that were freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Spirit teaches, combining spiritual things with spiritual words. Now the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he can't know them, because they are spiritually judged. But he who is spiritual judges all things, and he himself is judged of no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he should instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.